Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 16, Tape 8, Side 3. Build-up sequence is continued. Segment 2, The Story Continues. Begin.
从我们到这儿来，开始学习中文第一天起，到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。
From the very first day we came here to begin studying Chinese, up until now, our class hasn't had one single field trip. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起，到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。
Last week, the teacher told us that starting with this week, we would start going out to practice. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说，这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观。
The teacher told us this coming Friday afternoon we would ride in the school bus to an electrical equipment factory for a visit. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说，这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观。老师告诉我们，早上第三节下了课以后，我们得快去吃午饭。
The teacher told us after the third period had let out, we would have to hurry and eat our lunch. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说，这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观。老师告诉我们，早上第三节下了课以后，我们得快去吃午饭。吃了午饭以后，要快一点回来。在教学楼前边集合。
After lunch, we should hurry back and assemble in front of the classroom building. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说，这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观。老师告诉我们，早上第三节下了课以后，我们得快去吃午饭。吃了午饭以后，要快一点回来，在教学楼前边集合。老师说，校车一点钟到这儿。车到了以后，我们就出发。
The teacher said the school bus would get here at 1 o'clock, and when the bus arrived, we would leave. Repeat and add.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期，老师告诉我们，从这个星期起，我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说， 这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观，老师告诉我们，早上第三节下了课以后，我们得快一点吃午饭，吃了午饭以后要快一点回来，在教学楼前边集合。老师说校车1点钟到这儿，车到了以后我们就出发。老师说不要来晚了，要是来晚了就不能去，那就糟糕了。
The teacher said not to be late. If we were late, we couldn't go. That would be a mess. Now a full repeat of the segment. Begin.
从我们到这儿来开始学习中文第一天起到现在，我们那班同学一次也没有实习活动。上个星期老师告诉我们，从这个星期起我们要开始到外头去实习了。老师说这个星期五下午要坐校车到一个电器工厂去参观。老师告诉我们，早上第三节下了课以后，我们得快去吃午饭，吃了午饭以后要快一点回来，在教学楼前边集合。老师说校车1点钟到这儿，车到了以后我们就出发。老师说不要来晚了，要是来晚了就不能去，那就糟糕了。
And a full translation. From the very first day we came here to begin studying Chinese, up until now, our class hasn't had one single field trip. Last week, the teacher told us that starting this week we would begin going out to practice. The teacher told us this coming Friday afternoon we would ride in the school bus to an electrical equipment factory for a visit. The teacher told us after the third period had let out, we would have to hurry and eat our lunch. After lunch, we should hurry back and assemble in front of the classroom building. The teacher said, the school bus would get here at 1 o'clock, and when the bus arrived, we would start out. The teacher said not to be late. If we were late, then we couldn't go. What a mess that would be. Segment 3. The story continues. Begin.
今天就是星期五。今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。
Today is Friday, and today is the very first trip that we've gone on. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上，下了第三节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。
This morning, after the third period let out,Our class hurriedly went over to the mess hall to eat lunch. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第三节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快地回到教学楼前边集合去了。
After eating lunch, all of us hurriedly went back and assembled in front of the classroom building. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第三节课，我们那班同学很快地就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。
It was only 12:45, but the school bus had already arrived. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五。今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第三节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。 吃了午饭，大家都很快地回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟，老师来了，叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上了车，也都坐下了。
At 1 o'clock, the teacher arrived and told us to hurry up and get on the bus. So we all got aboard the bus and we all sat down. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第3节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟，老师来了，叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。
But the teacher was very unhappy because one classmate had not arrived. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五。今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第3节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟，老师来了，叫我们快上车。所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。那个同学太爱睡觉，所以来晚了。他是1:20才来的。
That classmate is too fond of sleeping, so had arrived late. He didn't get there until 1:20. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第3节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟，老师来了。叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。那个同学太爱睡觉，所以来晚了。他是1:20才来的。老师问他，为什么来的那么晚？他说是因为食堂里的人太多。他差一点儿没能吃饭。
The teacher asked him why he had arrived so late. He said it was because there were so many people in the mess hall, he almost didn't get his lunch. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五，今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第3节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟，老师来了，叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。那个同学太爱睡觉，所以来晚了。他是1:20才来的。老师问他为什么来的那么晚，他说是因为食堂里的人太多，他差一点没能吃饭。不过老师知道，一定他是回到他的房间里去睡觉去了。我们同班的也都知道。 可是我们没说什么。
The teacher knew he had definitely gone back to his room to sleep. And we, his classmates, knew this too. But we didn't say anything. Repeat and add.
今天就是星期五。今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第三节课。我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭。大家都很快地回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟老师来了，叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。那个同学太爱睡觉，所以来晚了。他是1:20才来的。老师问他为什么来的那么晚，他说是因为食堂里的人太多，他差一点没能吃饭。不过老师知道一定他是回到他的房间里去睡觉去了。我们同班的也都知道，可是我们没说什么。这位同学上了车以后，开车的那个军人就关车门，关了车门，车就离开了。
After this classmate had got on the bus, the military driver closed the door. When the door was closed, the bus started off. Now a full repeat of the segment. Begin.
今天就是星期五。今天就是我们去实习活动的第一次。今天早上下了第三节课，我们那班同学很快的就到食堂去吃午饭去了。吃了午饭，大家都很快的回到教学楼前边集合去了。那时候才12:45，可是校车已经来了。1点钟老师来了，叫我们快上车，所以我们就都上车了，也都坐下了。可是老师很不高兴，因为有一个同学还没来。那个同学太爱睡觉，所以来晚了。他是1:20才来的。老师问他为什么来的那么晚，他说是因为食堂里的人太多，他差一点没能吃晚饭。不过老师知道一定他是回到他的房间里去睡觉去了。我们同班的也都知道，可是我们没说什么。这位同学上了车以后，开车的那个军人就关车门，关了车门，车就开了。
And a full translation. Today is Friday, and today is the very first field trip that we've gone on.This morning, after the third period let out, our class hurriedly went over to the mess hall to eat lunch. After eating lunch, all of us hurriedly went back and assembled in front of the classroom building. It was only 12:45, but the school bus had already arrived. At 1 o'clock, the teacher arrived and told us to hurry up and get on the bus. So we all got aboard the bus and sat down. But the teacher was very unhappy.Because one classmate had not arrived yet. That classmate is too fond of sleeping, so had arrived late. He didn't show up until 1:20. The teacher asked him why he had arrived so late. He said it was because there were so many people in the mess hall, he almost didn't get his lunch. However, the teacher knew he definitely had gone back to his room to sleep, and we, his classmates, knew this too.But we didn't say anything. After this classmate had got aboard the bus, the military driver closed the door, and when the door was closed, the bus started off. End of tape A, side 3.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.